stress on steroids. That's how life feels and is described by many Americans today. Would you agree, or how would you feel about the study on stress? A lot of research on stress, and many Americans I can see, and we can see why people in the world think about all the senseless shootings in our country and in our world, the political climate, how nasty that is, some of the catastrophic weather, things that have happened. Then think about the in-home stressors, relationships, parenting, how difficult that can be. Then add in the everyday stressors, traffic, waiting in line, just being overloaded and overwhelmed with life. Stress is really a constant in our world, isn't it? Over and over again, the research points to a key fact, and I'm going to quote from one report that I looked at. Prolonged and unremitting stress exacts a stunningly toxic toll on the body, brain, mind, and soul. Its ongoing assault wears us down, measurably aging or weathering our insides. For some of us, much more than others, chronic stress zaps brain power by damaging neural pathways, skewing judgment. It compromises the immune system. It taxes the heart, kidneys, liver, and brain. Doesn't sound very good, does it? I don't know about you, when I was looking at this study, and we're moving on now today to part two, our second session on Transformed for 2019. And when I was thinking about physical health, I have to admit, I thought we were going to get some sort of advice on maybe physical exercise and so forth. And maybe we'll get into that more in our small group session. But this study and the authors of this series went to the core of what they see as a problem in people's lives, stress. And so the title of this session is From Stressed to Blessed. This is a pretty interesting approach that the authors of this have taken. And what they've done is they've taken one of the most famous, probably the most famous psalm, which is which one? Psalm 23, yep, we had it yesterday in the funeral as well. Very interesting, great psalm, but they've taken this psalm and they've taken each petition of this psalm and they've put it against one of what they call as one of the common seven stressors of life. And so here's what they identify as seven major sources of stress: worry, work, problems, indecision, loss, opposition, and fear. And so what the authors of this study have done is they've taken Psalm 23 and taken each part of Psalm 23 and put it against, or as an antidote against stress in our life. Proverbs 14:30 says, "Peace of mind makes the body healthy. A relaxed attitude lengthens a man's life." So I guess if we look at this psalm and use it to counteract these stressors, it should help us physically. So here we go. Seven spiritual healths. Seven spiritual healths for reducing stress, according to Psalm 23. Here's number one. I need to look to God to meet all my needs. Look to God to meet all my needs. What's the number one stressor in life, do you think? Worry? I think it is. Worry. So very first verse, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. so I have all that I need. We need to constantly look to the Lord to supply our needs, not others, not other people. Look to the Lord. Romans 8:32. Since God did not spare even his own son for us, but gave him up for us, won't he also surely give us everything else we need? I suppose it's easier said than done, but look to God to meet all our needs. Isaiah 30:15. The sovereign Lord says, only in returning to me and waiting for me will you be saved. In quietness and confidence is your strength. Worship. Worship is the antidote to worry. Turning to God, looking to God to meet all our needs. Number two, I need to obey God's instructions about rest. This is a big one for our culture, isn't it? People overworking and fear of missing out. FOMO, have you seen that? That little acronym. Always in a hurry. Isn't it interesting? And the authors point out that, you know, we spend about one third of our time, of our living time on this earth, sleeping. God could have created our bodies to not need sleep. But we do. We need sleep. We need rest. So the question is, why? I wonder, why would God make us that way, wire us that way? Seems that it's important for us to learn the value of rest, the importance of rest. God himself rested. Remember the seventh day? He rested. So here's our habit. Psalm 23:2. He makes me lie down. God gives us that rest. We need to take it. You know, there's this little saying, if we don't take time off, our bodies will make time off. Some wisdom in that, isn't there? Exodus 34:21. 6 days are set aside for work, but every seventh day you must rest completely. Even during your seasons of plowing and harvest, you must observe the Sabbath day of rest. Three suggestions of what to do on Sabbath day. Number one, rest your body. Our bodies need rest. Number two, refocus our spirit. Which would really lead us back to number one, I believe. Look to God. Look to God in worship. And number three, recharge my emotions or our emotions. We need to trust God by resting. Which leads us to number three, perhaps a way to recharge our soul. So the number three habit is I'll recharge my soul with beauty. Now this is a little bit, I think, I'm not sure of how to understand this, but as I get into it, it becomes more clear, I believe. This one correlates with problems in our lives. And the authors of this study, they argue that, you know, not only with our rush and are not taking time to rest, they argue that urbanization is a huge problem for people. Did you know that 83% of the population in our country lives in a large city? And I don't know how they define that, but it seems to make sense, right? Now get these statistics. This is amazing to me. I don't know. Hopefully it'll strike you in the same way. But in 1800, which doesn't seem that long ago to me, but in 1800, there was one city with a population over 1 million. London. In 1800. Today there are over 500 cities with a population over 1 million. There are thousands of cities with a population greater than a half a million. So consider this. This is according to the authors again of this study. Reveals that in the 75 largest cities, There are 4 billion hours wasted sitting in traffic. Can you believe that? I guess we need to enjoy God's nature and the beauty that He surrounds us with in life. Psalm 23, verse 2 and into verse 3. He makes me lie down in lush green meadows. He leads me beside calm, quiet waters. He restores my soul. You ever wonder why God made creation so beautiful? Certainly it brings glory to Him, but it's also to recharge us, to refill our tanks. So here's some suggestions in this area for us. Start your day with God. Not the media, not your cell phone, not checking Facebook, whatever it is. Start it with God. Go outside, even if it's just the backyard. Take up art of some sort or an instrument. Interesting, but I think that's some good advice. Intentionally put beauty around you of God's creation. Enjoy the beauty that God has created. Number 4, we need to go to God for guidance to combat indecision. Indecision in our life. You know, think about how many choices there are in life. Not only are our cities growing and just getting so big, but all the decisions in our life. You know, it's often said that a lot of decisions and many choices is freeing, it's liberating. It's really kind of the opposite, I believe. It can be paralyzing. Too many choices can really paralyze us. So Psalm 23 gives us the medicine to fight this. He guides me in right paths for His name's sake. Maybe as we're starting our day with God, we take those decisions and maybe our indecision to Him in prayer as we open up the Word and listen. Listen for His guidance. Number 5, we need to trust God in the dark valleys. This is the fighting the stressor of loss in life. Now, there's 2 reactions to loss, according to the experts. Number 1 is grief. And grief is healthy. It's necessary and good for us. The other one, though, is fear. And fear is paralyzing. Fear about the future. What are we going to do? Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. God will be there with us. Psalm 142:3. When I'm ready to give up, He knows what I should do. God has the answers. Look to Him. Number 6, I need to let God be my defender. And this fights the stressor of opposition or criticism, attacks in our lives. It's pretty common, isn't it, in relationships and people are flawed that we hurt each other. We do each other wrong. Psalm 23:5, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Psalm 18:1-2, How I love You, Lord. You are my defender, my protector, my strong fortress. In You I am safe. You protect me like a shield. It takes faith, trust, to rest in the Lord. Turning it over to Him, it also takes humility as well, especially if we want to attack or counterattack if someone has wronged us. But 1 Peter 4:19 says, So if you are suffering according to God's will, keep on doing what is right. Trust yourself to the God who made you, He will never fail you. God will take care of us. Finally, number 7, expect God to finish what he starts in me. And this is against the stressor of fear. Fear is so prevalent in our lives. What if? Are you a what if person, or do you know a what if person? Well, what if this happens? What if, usually in this situation anyway, leads to the worst case scenario. What if? What if this happens? But what if we turn it over to God and the greatest thing happens? Psalm 23:6. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Try to see our lives from God's viewpoint, to trust. Trust in him above all. Above all else, not from a point of fear and anxiety, which leads to stress. So, revisit Psalm 23. Use it as a prayer. Frequently, maybe even daily in your life, to fight the stressors of life. Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.